Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, how knowledgeable have you become about the deck of cards? And we've had many shows, and I'd love to provide content. And hopefully you've absorbed from previous shows a lot of content about the cards. And for me, there's never enough content. There's so much about our cards that we can keep on learning and know ourselves and each other better. And to do that, we have a great opportunity, because not only is Alexander Dunlop, our card expert, back, but we're also going to be assisted and powerfully interviewing his wife, Vicky Scudieri, and she's a card expert too. So the two of them will talk about how cards have affected them and their relationships. And this way you can get to know so much about how the different suits play out and different cards. And then you can learn about it for yourself by downloading Alexander's book, Play Your Cards Right. And it's very inexpensive. And also go to his website, lifeelevated.life, and find out your own cards if you don't know already, and cards of others. So, but we'll be talking more about all that as the show continues. So I want to welcome our two guests, Alexander and Vicky. Welcome to Energy Stew.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for having us. This is great.
Well, I'm excited to hear from you both about how the cards are working in your lives in different ways that have supported your relationship, have made your relationship even more difficult, and even point to other members of your family, extended family, et cetera, who have different cards and how they've played out in your lives. So that way the audience can learn about a lot of different cards, and also just general information about how the suits play and different numbers play.
Well, one thing, I'm not sure, maybe it was a slip of the tongue, I thought I heard you say how the cards have made our lives more difficult as well.
Yes. Well, you know, it makes you smarter about your differences. So let's just say that it hasn't made your life more difficult, but so much as it points out the difficulties that different cards can create in relationships.
Well, I would say, though, Peter, ignorance is not bliss. Especially when it comes to romantic dynamics. And if things are hidden in the shadows or not clarified, not articulated, not looked at, they claw away and eat away at the relationship. I find it's much more helpful to name it, bring it out of the shadow, and look at it, even if it is difficult, because then we can move through that. And it's certainly been true in our relationship. And I can let Vicky speak to that too.
But it also takes two people who are interested in examining it. There sure. are relationships where one person knows all about the cards and the other person doesn't want to know anything about them. And your knowledge falls on deaf ears, and you go, oh, and then you know why, because of their cards. So we're all playing our cards anyway.
Even in that case, though, I suppose at least the cards give a framework to discuss the energy patterns that are in play, whether or not the person likes this esoteric system of knowledge. It's possible to simply use the cards as a frame of reference to discuss challenges or difficulties.
Sure. And I'm thrilled with what I know about the cards and how they help me understand people. So how have your cards helped you understand your relationship?
Well, first, I've found them to be illuminating, and they bring me relief to know, you know, different aspects of the cards. So, you know, when Alexander and I we first met, for me, I really had an instant knowing that he was the one for me. And I will certainly let you tell the story, but it is also in our cards that we are a very good connection. We have a Venus connection and a Mars connection. And you know, that's and a moon connection. And those are three very intimate, deep connections and very positive connections. Very loving, and I felt it right away without even, I hadn't known the cards at the time. So like I'm intuitive, so I knew, but knowing the cards also just really confirms it, really brings more depth to it, to know, you know, that these, we're playing out these patterns that we chose when we came in, when we incarnated.
Well, so, your intuition gives you a conscious sense of your responses, but everybody is reading everybody's cards all the time on an unconscious level anyway, because those are the vibes. You don't even have to know the cards. The cards are only a window to our vibes. So we're always reading the vibes of everybody, and we're not necessarily conscious of what those vibes are telling us.
Well, that's right, 100%. We're all aware of each other's energy, whether we realize it or not. And the cards provide us a conceptual tool so that our minds can hang a hook on something that helps our mind comprehend what is the underlying field of energy.
Very thankfully so. And knowing your cards for each other has really helped you process the relationship and appreciate the whys and wherefores of each of your personalities. So everybody should be able to do that.
Well, that's the hope. I do hope, and that's part of the mission of the nonprofit organization that we lead together, that children everywhere will grow up knowing their cards to play at some point soon, and people will have access to this open source knowledge that's been around for as long as we know and was hidden in plain sight, and have access to this tool to navigate their lives.
I love that. And so let's foster that, and let's excite people now really about understanding some of your cards and how you're relating to them.
Sure.
So where do you want to start?
you tell me, Peter. What would you like people to know?
Well, what cards intrigue you the most about each other?
Well, Alexander is my moon, and my moon is the Seven of Clubs. And I feel very, like, nourished with spiritual knowledge. I mean, it just,
Let's see what the cards are.
I'm playing the Five of Diamonds. That's my birth card. And my moon is the Seven of Clubs, and that's Alexander's personality card. And I love the Seven of Clubs energy. I find it to be nourishing, spiritually nourishing, uplifting. I love knowledge. I love learning. So even just like learning this system from him is very supportive for me. It's very nurturing for me.
Sounds perfect.
Perfect.
Right.
Well, what I did, Peter, when I... because I didn't always know these cards, and I was married previously, and we fought like cats and dogs, and then I learned the cards and I saw why, that we're just on different wavelengths and just didn't get each other. And then when I knew the cards, I thought, let me see if these cards are really true, and let me look for someone who has a perfect match for me in the cards energetically with the vibes, as you say. And I would ask women when I met them what their birthday was within the first few sentences. Because I wanted to know, am I wasting my time here? I don't want to waste my time dating someone. Even if there is some physical attraction, I want to know, is there an underlying truth that's going to unite us together? And I can utilize this toolkit to find that underlying connection that goes much deeper than any surface level attraction. So I used the tool that way, yeah.
So what impressed you about her cards?
So my birth card is the Nine of Hearts. And as she said, her birth card is the Five of Diamonds. So in the tree of life, in the spread of these cards, when you lay them all out, all 52 of them in a 7x7 grid, and then with the overlapping ones left over, the way that the cards are laid out, her card and my card have a Venus connection. And that's energy of love, as we know from astrology and whatnot. So the primary connection between us energetically, below any physical appearance, is going to be an energy of love. And so that's a very strong basis for any romantic dynamic or any relationship. You know, if you're in a situation at work and you have a Venus connection, that would mean you just work really well together, right? You really enjoy each other's company. You're on each other's wavelength. It doesn't have to be a romantic connection, but that Venus connection forms a strong basis for any relationship. So like, okay, I'm going to look for my Venus, or as Vicky said, the moon connection. That means the moon energy is the energy of nourishing and supporting. So we have that dynamic between us as well. There's a nourishment and a supporting dynamic in our relationship that's effortless. We don't have to try. We don't have to work for it, scrap for it, argue for it. And unfortunately, I see a lot of couples where that is true. And certainly I had that experience also, where we have to kind of fight to get what we want. And it's like trying to squeeze orange juice out of an apple. And when couples come to me for counseling, I will tell them, I can't predict if your relationship's going to succeed or fail, because just because you have the Venus dynamic doesn't mean your relationship's going to succeed. There's still work to do. But what we can see are, what are the dynamics? And if you don't have a strong energy connection in the cards, there's going to be a challenge to connect.
Right. Now, there's one thing that I'm thinking of that's a more advanced knowledge of your cards together, is the synergy card, which mm-hmm. is the greater purpose of the relationship, mm-hmm. is the synergy between your two birth cards, and it's mathematically derived to come to the right card in the deck that is the synergy for you. So does that play a role that you know of to make your relationship successful?
Absolutely. My synergy card is the Four of Diamonds. Alexander's synergy card is the Three of Diamonds. So we once again have a moon connection, with the three being the moon to the four, and having that supportive energy.
Okay, but what is the one synergy card together that you have? Do you know that?
Together we make the Ace of Spades.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, it's so perfect for the two.
We initiate consciousness together. It's really fun.
And that's calculated, Peter, as you know, by taking the solar value of the Nine of Hearts, my birth card, and the solar value of her birth card, the Five of Diamonds. We add together these solar values, esoteric math, and the card that comes from our union is the Ace of Spades. And that has been very helpful to answer your question, knowing that our relationship has the energy of the Ace of Spades. There's certain things that it means that we should be conscious of to do in our relationship dynamic. And one of them is to not seek advice from other people about our relationship.
Because it's, the Ace is so singular.
Yeah, it's got to be our own way, with our own consciousness, our own way of doing it, not what anyone else would do, trying to listen to anyone else's advice.
It's an important point for all Aces, that they really need to operate in their own initiation. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of Aces, and they do that. That, you know, it's not like they're looking for consensus.
Right. There has to be a singularity to what they're doing. And so our relationship has that.
I got into trouble doing that in the beginning, asking for, I would go to someone else, and it was not very empowering or helpful.
But people, Aces, think they should, and then it doesn't work for them.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Right. And, what if you're in a relationship, an Ace with a two? or three even. An ace with a three is difficult because then the ace can't feel separate as easily because a three wants to be so inclusive of everybody and everything in big ways.
Is that not necessarily, Peter. Depending on the placement of the cards together, like a three of diamonds and an ace of spades would be very good together, or a three of hearts and an ace of clubs, because they have the moon connection, the way they're laid out in the tree of life.
Oh, good. Well, that's because you're much more of an expert at this than I am.
So it's about the dynamics, and I guess that's what we're focusing on.
Yeah, right? No, I love that, and that you bring so much depth to this, and that's what I really am looking for, is to, for the audience to really see how deep this goes and what can be understood about the dynamics of these cards.
Toolkit. I mean, it looks simple enough, but it's a fractal mathematical model of reality, and at any layer of depth that we take it, it's true, and it has a mathematical precision to it.
Right, but also just to know the simplicity of each card is very valuable to help us move forward. And you know, there are every step of the way is a great lesson and a great opportunity. Before we started the show, Vicky was talking about her discovery of her mother's cards and how that helped her relate to her mother better. And I want to hear from Vicky about that.
Yeah, I mean, when I first learned this system, I was looking up everybody's cards in my life. Sure. And it just really shed so much light. And when I learned my mother's cards, it was just like, wow, I could just see her in a new way and appreciate her more and love her more and let go of anything I may have held on to around like childhood or, you know, like I wasn't, okay, so, you know, Alexander is playing a heart, nine of hearts. And I wasn't really used to that kind of way of loving, like that kind of energy, the heart energy of like touching and holding and feeling like very connected. And he loves to be touched as a nine of hearts, you know, that's a love language for him. And I didn't really grow up like that. Like I my parents loved me so much, but they didn't really love me in that kind of way of like holding and in that way of loving someone. So when I saw that my mom was a two, both of her primary and her secondary card, she's the Queen of Clubs and the Five of Clubs. So she's a double club. So for her, it's about intellectually stimulating conversation and, you know, mentally stimulating and talking. And, you know, it's just, and she's so like that. She's so passionate when she talks, you know, and expresses her, like her thoughts. So I could just see it, her in a completely different light, knowing her cards.
Right. And what to expect from her.
That yeah, you never exactly. Understood why. What not to expect, you know.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
So this is very valuable about our suits and whether we're hearts, clubs, diamonds, how they play out and what we want in life and what our language of love is.
Mm-hmm. It is. And, you know, before, when we were talking about our Venus connection, I'm the Five of Diamonds and Alexander's the Nine of Hearts. So, like I said, I had this intuitive feeling that on a soul level, he is for me. And yet there were challenges because of the love languages. So the diamond love language and the heart love language are different. So it's been a real learning for me to learn what is the heart love language.
Well, what's a diamond love language?
So diamond love language would be like, Alexander brings me home a rock that he found on the street because he thought of me and it was shiny and pretty. Okay. Like a physical thing he is bringing to me, gifts, that kind of thing. Bring me home my favorite potato chips or, you know, something like that. It doesn't have to be extravagant. It just has to be, it's like in that gift is a token and it says to me, I thought about you today. This is for you, you know, or cooking me a dinner. That's my favorite dinner. And it's just for me.
You know? Sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, diamond love language is things. Diamonds are physical, tangible things. And we had some conflict, as Vicky was saying, early on in our relationship, because I would give her a hug and tell her I love her, and she would give me a necklace, and I'd be like, great, this is lovely, thank you. You know, I didn't understand that she was telling me how much she loved me, not with words or with a hug or a kiss, but telling me how much she loved me by the fact that she had given me this gift. And so we misunderstood each other, and she was looking for me to do these physical kinds of things for her to express my love, and I was giving her a hug and telling her I love her.
Right.
Where's the disconnect? It is funny now. In retrospect, it wasn't funny at the time.
I remember one time I bought you a button-down shirt, and I mean, he was kind of like, I don't know if shock is the right word, but he kind of just like looked at it, like, and then put it back in the bag. Like he just really didn't, you know, for me, that was like, I love you so much. Like I, you know, so really interesting. And it took a time to figure it out. It's like, we were like missing each other, you know, it was just like this.
I understand all of that because I'm not a diamond nor a heart. I'm a club. And so I just need to talk about it.
Yeah. And you need to hear the words.
Yes. And luckily I'm married to a club.
We have the same love language. That's great.
Yeah. We talk a lot. And it's so fascinating. And then, but also, what about spades?
Well, my personality card is the Queen of Spades. And I would say my number one love language that I like is acts of service more than gifts. Which is the spade love language. So then, like, you know, taking out the garbage would be a love language for me. You know, yeah, acts of service would be.
That's wonderful.
Doing the dishes,
making me dinner. I guess that kind of crosses both because it's a physical thing and then it's an act of service. Helping me clean, you know, whatever it is, things like that.
It's very true.
My personality card is the Jack of Spades. So I'm also a spade. And I think giving of service, you know, is doing the dishes and taking out the garbage and all that kind of stuff. It's great. I always question, am I getting enough help? Is there enough service coming back to me as well? Because I give so much of it. And so a spade speaks that language.
Well, one of the most important things that we've realized and learned is making requests, not assuming that the other person should just do it or should just know that that's what we really want, but actually making requests. That's been a big challenge for us both, because neither of us growing up or in our life felt comfortable asking for our needs to be met.
Yeah.
And so we've had to grow up, put our big boy shoes on, put our big girl shoes on, grow up and ask for our needs to be met.
That's great. That's very important. By the way, my wife, her personality card is a spade also. So she enjoys me, you know, service. And she does her best. So we're getting near the end of the show. It's so exciting to talk about this. The three of us could talk about it for hours and hours and hours.
Yeah.
A long time.
And I'm sure we'll do some more of this in a future show or more. But in the meantime, let's give contact information to the audience.
Sure, go ahead.
So my website is rootenergyhealing.com.
Okay. And you're an energy healer as well.
An energy healer as well, yes.
That's great. Rootenergyhealing.com. Mm-hmm. And Vicky, V-I-K-I.
V-I-K-I.
Vicky Scuderi.
Scuderi.
And then as you mentioned, Peter, lifeelevated.life, that's the name of the website for the nonprofit org. And if folks want to go to the site, they can look up their cards to play. There's a free tool on the site. There's also a free ebook that people could download. And then my book, as you mentioned, Play Your Cards Right, is available from the site. It's only $9. And people can get started looking up their cards and diving into this wonderful knowledge.
Right. There's so much, as we heard on the show, it can get deeper and deeper and deeper because there's a whole hand of cards that were dealt. And, and then there's the synergy cards and all of that. So I know it might be overwhelming to people, but just the basic knowledge is enough to understand our relationships. And, you know, just knowing what our birth cards are is remarkable to people.
It's very helpful. And I've seen couples where just knowing each other's birth card is a big light bulb of aha revelation of like, oh, that's why he's like that.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why she does that. And then suddenly there's a new set of eyes to see the other person and there's more compassion.
Right. And so we have the birth card and then there is this personality card that kind of colors it. So it can, you know, they can learn more, but it's a wonderful book, and I really recommend people download Play Your Cards Right. That's great. And so great talking to both of you. What fun. And you have remarkable knowledge that I'm sure the audience is glad to hear from you about or with. And I want to thank you for being guests on Energy Stew. This has been great.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you so much, Peter. It's been really wonderful. Thank you.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org, heartriver.org. We're launching a new heartriver.org website, so you might want to check it out. I'm very excited about it. And I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening. Thank you.